Proclamation number 8677 of 18th of November, 1963. Warning about additional foreign teaching material. When you yourselves stand in the favor to be taught by me directly, then do not let yourselves be misled through fellow men, who want to teach you and bring something to you, what has not already been sent to you by me myself. There is divine truth, and this will never contradict itself, and if you are now instructed through my spirit, you need no additional instructions on the part of fellow men, and you are also to repel them, so that your thinking does not get into confusion. What is the aim of my opponent, on whose suggestion also the fellow man wants to express himself towards you? You know it. Or it has often already been told to you that the fight of darkness against the light already exists for eternities, and that it will also still exist for eternities, that again and again my opponent will try to enforce truth with error, and that there is therefore only one guarantee for the possession of pure truth, when you receive it directly from me, or you receive spiritual material through my messengers, which went out from me directly and is supplied to you unchanged. As soon as a man values his own intellect too highly and believes that he first has to explain to fellow men the spiritual material that has gone out from me, he overestimates himself, and already the opponent finds a slippage into his thinking, and pure truth is endangered. When you know about all connections, when you know in what spiritual darkness consists and who alone stands in the light, then you also know that the origin of truth can only be with me myself, and you should now look for every opportunity to let yourselves be instructed by me directly, for this happens both directly as well as indirectly when the word directly conveyed to earth is passed on and accepted and changed. Then it is always guaranteed that man moves in truth, in right thinking, and then he is to value the spiritual good highly and protect it from every distortion. And if the fellow human being himself is of the will to move in pure truth, then his thinking will also be guided correctly, and he will never seek to weave in wrong thought material, which, however, is easily the case if he overestimates his own intellect and takes a purely intellectual stance on the truth conveyed to him. Then spiritual arrogance can easily lead to that his thinking gets confused, and the opponent can influence him to want to teach again for his part, and now also the danger exists that he imparts wrong teaching material, if the receiver does not have such a strong desire for truth that he rejects wrong thought material, that he inwardly fights against it, because I protect his thinking from error. As soon as a man has a strong awareness of validity, need, he wants to be leader in every way, and then he also often presumes to want to impose his own thinking on fellow men, which however then also cannot correspond to truth, because self-arrogance always gives the opponent shelter. You, who are now directly instructed by me, you should close your ears if a fellow human being tries to instruct you. For I myself take it upon myself to instruct you, and I do not need a human being for this, even if he has an intellect as sharp as it is, and therefore you should only accept what I give to you. For I know if and when your knowledge is to be extended and in what way. You will also mostly feel an inner resistance towards humanly conveyed instructions to you, and then this is always an inner warning which you should heed, for the truth conveyed to you by me is to be protected from human accessories. For I myself will not instruct a fellow human being to apply his intellectual thinking where I myself convey a purest truth to earth. but I myself will seek to fill every gap in knowledge where I consider this necessary, and that is why questions will be raised again and again. For you are all allowed to ask if you humans are serious about receiving the right answer. And I myself will always be prepared to give you the answer so that you can also be certain of its truth. Because you will always have to admit that men can err, but not eternal truth itself. That is why you will always do well to only accept me myself as your teacher, for what you possess, who are taught by me directly, can only be owned by the fellow human being who likewise lets himself be taught by me directly, who only ever asks me for purest truth. And this one will therefore also stand in the same thinking with you, and you will not need to be instructed by him, because then there will also be no opposing views between you, but as being in possession of the pure truth from me. Can establish full agreement. A fellow human being can certainly have great knowledge at his disposal, which he has acquired intellectually, but in order to stand spiritually in the soul truth, not the sharpness of the intellect is enough, but a wide open heart, into which the light out of me, the eternal truth, can pour itself. And where I find such a heart there will also be pure truth, which again only I myself can expand, according to the degree of maturity of the soul, which must be in most intimate contact with me in order to now also be directly instructed and initiated by me into my eternal plan of salvation, in order to now also be able to guide this pure truth there, where hearts open again in love in order to receive the truth. The light of knowledge. Because only truth leads you humans back to me from where you once originated. Amen.